I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi there. I was looking to speak with Miles.
Yeah, speaking.
Miles. Sorry to bug you on your day off. My name is David DeShamey, and I'm the new supervisor at the call center.
Oh, hello. Nice to talk with you.
Well, nice to talk with you. Can't wait to meet you in person. Real quick, though, Maria actually told me that you're one of the best employees that we have. So thank you.
Wow, that's very nice of her. Thank you.
Well, I think you earned it from the sounds of things. Anyway, the reason for my call is that I've received some feedback that the call center is stuffy and dull and a kind of boring place to work. Do you feel that's true?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a call center, so if other people have been saying it's stuffy and boring, then yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hey, no worries. I just wanted to call to let you know I'm going to implement a few policies that should help make the workplace more fun.
Really?
Yeah. I want our employees to be happy. So in just a few days, we're going to be starting something that's called Free Your Legs Friday.
Free Your Legs Friday.
Yep.
Okay. Is that the exercise-based program?
No, not really. Free Your Legs Friday means on Fridays, pants are optional.
Okay, so we could wear shorts or sweats or something like that?
No, what I mean by that is either wear pants or nothing at all.
So when you say nothing at all, you mean nothing?
That's right. It's what we like to call a culture changer. And in an effort to loosen things up, sometimes, in my opinion, you gotta let some things hang out.
I don't really think any of my coworkers would be up for this.
Well, I can correct you there because I've already spoken with a few people, and I know for certain Daniel and Christine, I'm sure you know them, they're up for it.
What? No, Christine would never be up for this.
Well, I just spoke with her and she is on board.
I mean, have you gotten this through human resources?
Oh,
have you talked with them?
Bleh. Who wants to talk to those guys? They are so boring. Here's the thing you'll learn about me. I do something, and then I ask for forgiveness if I get in trouble. So we're going to have some fun on Fridays. And then if HR has a problem with it, we'll talk about it then.
I don't want to be that guy, but I think maybe I should. I mean, if you're not going to talk with HR about this, someone's got to.
Okay. All right. Another thing that I don't really do is deal well with people ratting out the team, you know?
Are you threatening me right now?
No, I never made a threat. I don't know why your mind would go there. I just said, we're a team, and other people on the team have already said that Free Your Legs Friday is a good thing. And if there's a rat amongst us, then sometimes the rat gets the poison, you know?
I really think you're using this new position in a really terrible way.
I'm just trying to use my power to have the workplace be a little more fun.
Well, I don't agree with you, and I personally will not be taking place in No Pants Friday.
Okay, well, it's Free Your Legs Friday, not No Pants
Friday.
Yeah,
whatever. I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Okay, and you know what? That's your choice. Like I said, you can wear pants if you want to. It's a free country. You know, maybe you want to just reconsider a little bit. Think about it. Take the rest of the day, because I'd hate to see you not get promoted because you're not engaging.
Hey, you cannot penalize me because I don't want to be naked in the office. That's not how this works.
Didn't say I was going to. I said I would hate to see that happen. I had heard that you were a team player, Miles.
I am a team player, but I wear pants. And if that's not what you're looking for, then I'm leaving.
Okay, Miles, you know what? I've heard you. I've taken your complaint into consideration, and okay. You can wear lingerie down there, as long as it's a nice little negligee or some sort of, I don't know, thong, whatever kind of thing you're into.
You need to stop talking to me. I'm pretty sure you're violating a lot of rules by talking to me like this.
I'm pretty sure you're probably correct if I actually did work for your company, but I don't.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't understand.
Well, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworkers Daniel and Christine set you up. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you kidding?
No. It's a joke. They said that
what?
They just hired a new boss and they wanted to mess with you.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I am so surprised. I thought you would have been completely down for not wearing any pants on Fridays. It's a shock.
What was it called? No short, no leg Friday?
Free your legs Friday. Hey, dude, maybe you could innovate and offer that idea to your company.
Yeah, I'm down. Okay, I'm in.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.